And I meant to ask you when we were talking about fruits, if you had any raspberries around here?
Yes, there's some. Oh, got lots of blackberries and dewberries. I think there's a few raspberries that people plant on fences and things like that. Mm-hmm. And they got what they call a himmelberry. A few people here used to have them. They all make good jelly.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a woman whose husband has died? You'd say she's a...
Widow woman? Widow woman.
Have you ever heard one called anything, you know, whose husband hadn't died, but he just left her?
I said divorced or something like that, divorcee, or he just went off and left her. Well, he just left her with a woman, I guess you might say.
You ever heard one called a grass widow?
Yeah, I've heard that expression.
Yeah.
I don't know just how what that part means, but the grass part, but it's grass widow.
I had one fellow who had an explanation for it. He said he figured it came from that expression, you know, the grass is greener.
On the other side?
So he just took off.
Might be something to that. That might be something to that. Good expression as any.
Yeah. I meant to ask you the other day when you were talking about your grandparents, what did you call your grandparents when you were little?
Grandma and Grandpa, I guess.
Grandma. And you called your parents?
Dad and Mother.
Have you ever heard of a name that a child was given just by members of his family? Nobody else outside the family called him that? You'd say he had a...
Nickname?
Nickname.
Yeah, that boy of mine, his grandmother named him Buster.
Buster.
But everywhere he goes, everywhere else, they call him Edward or Ed.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they ever called him Buster anywhere except where he went to school here.
Mm-hmm.
His grandmother gave him that, his wife's mother.
Mm-hmm. You know this thing that has wheels on it, you can put a baby in it and it'll lie down?
Baby buggy, or a stroller.
What would you say you're doing if you put the baby in there and went out and...
Pushing the baby buggy?
Pushing the baby buggy. You ever done that?
No, I don't think I ever did. Not them things. My wife raised our kids pretty good. I'd always get up early in the morning before they did and take off, and I'd get in late at night.
Yeah.
For the last first 15, 20, 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
What
about...
That's fun to get close to you there.
No, I'm okay. I just like sweat. What about a woman who's, you know, about to have a baby? You say she's...
pregnant, don't have a baby.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say anything else for that?
No, I don't reckon I did. There was much around people that talked too much about the women folks.
Yeah. You ever heard anybody say, well, so-and-so's in the family way?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that expression.
Or, you know, if you don't have a doctor around to deliver the baby, the woman that you might send for?
Yeah, that's... I know what they call that. Stuff jumps away from me sometimes. It's not a nursemaid. It's called something else.
Mm-hmm.
Midwife.
Midwife.
Yeah.
You ever heard of call the granny woman?
I don't think so. I've been around that many.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be so, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, say if